We're back for part two of the sex episode. I'm Hannah Stanley, the host of On Social Health and Change, brought to you by Adler University. I want to remind everyone to hit subscribe wherever they download their podcasts from, or of course at WGNplus.com. With me now is Josh Wolf, a professor of psychology at Adler. His research interests focus on the intersection of religion, spirituality, sexual orientation, and gender identity. He's here to talk about how to respond when your child comes out as gay. Now, Josh, first and foremost, thank you for your time today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Beside my interest in your interests and how those all intersect, obviously you're the right person to talk about with this, because this is another topic that's going to make parents, of course, but people in general, it could make them uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So for those, we're going to focus on the parents, of course, for those who even are very supportive and have always figured themselves to be supportive, they might not know the best way to respond when their child comes to them and says, guess what? And that's a very vulnerable time for that person. What advice do you have for those parents?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to your point, I talk to parents and all the time who really, really want to be supportive. They really are accepting of their child as a sexual or gender minority. And when I say sexual or gender minority, I mean just sort of this umbrella term of kids who could be gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, questioning their sexual orientation, or transgender, gender nonconforming. And I'm sort of just trying to include everyone.
Blanket everyone.
It is. Exactly, yeah. Yes. I don't want to leave anyone out. To your question, lots of parents who feel supportive of their child's sexual orientation or gender identity still are unsure of how to respond. And I can understand why parents might feel this way, since talking about sexual orientation or gender identity issues may be something that they've really never done before, or this might be the first time they're having this kind of conversation with anyone, let alone with their own child. So it may feel like a lot of pressure to say the right thing or know the right thing. So, just to underscore the importance to parents of having this conversation with their child, their support is really critical. Actually, research tells us that family acceptance of sexual and gender minority youth greatly reduces the risk of depression, substance abuse, risk for contracting sexually transmitted infections like HIV, rates of homelessness, poor school performance, as well as suicide attempts. So again, just having a supportive parent or parents can actually protect against all of those things. And for many sexual minority youth, family acceptance is even more important statistically than other external forms of validation, like the support they can get from their friends at school, or legislation to protect sexual and gender minority children. Not that those things aren't important, but again, that family support is just this really crucial piece.
All right. So gay marriage was obviously a big win
for
that community.
Of course.
But family acceptance is still far more important to them individually.
Sure. And I think an issue like gay marriage or same-sex marriage is critical that adolescent or child knows them. It changes their perception of the future, knowing that a legally recognized relationship with someone of the same gender is now an option to them. But at 16, that may not benefit you for another 10 to 20 years. And that's not an immediate reward or immediate benefit to an adolescent. So again, that family interactions, those are every day. That's really a critical piece.
But knowing that you can come down to the breakfast table and speak honestly about who you're dating.
Exactly.
allows you to have, as you mentioned, less depression and less substance abuse and all of the things that people do to cope.
Exactly. Yep. I actually, on that note, I had a conversation recently with a mother who contacted me, and she really wanted to be. Well, what happened was she actually found out that her daughter was dating another girl via reading, sort of by accident, reading an email that her daughter had sent to another girl. And this mom really wanted to be supportive, but really didn't know how to address it. One of her first thoughts was that she was concerned that her daughter had not come to her with this information and hadn't told her. You know, thoughts crossed her mind like, does my daughter somehow not trust me? Does my daughter, you know, this mother feeling guilty? Like, why did my daughter not feel like she could tell me that information? Or was my daughter lying to me or trying to intentionally hide this information? So I think with that, you know, parents sometimes do blame themselves of, why is my child not told me this when I really just want to support them and love them unconditionally? It's important to remember, though, that stigma, sort of heteronormative stigma or stigma against being a gay or lesbian person or gender stigma towards transgender, gender nonconforming individuals occurs outside of the home, whether that's school, in society at large, through media, possibly a faith community. So even when parents are really intending to be accepting or supportive, just their child can get messages outside of the home that maybe their parents aren't going to support them, or maybe this is something to be stigmatized or ashamed of, even if the parents have never sent that message. So, you know, one of the things I really talked with this mom was not to blame herself for that, that wasn't her fault. It didn't mean that she was a bad mom, but that this can be a very scary thing for kids to talk about, even when their parents might be supportive.
To that note, heterosexual me, mm-hmm. I never told my parents when I was dating anybody because it was embarrassing to me. I was like, I don't want them to know that I like a boy, that I'm growing. This is a conversation I don't want to have. Uh-huh. So it might not have anything to do with the fact that the daughter felt uncomfortable
Absolutely.
About which position she was coming from, but maybe just didn't want to share that intimate part of her life
Absolutely.
At that point. So feel better, Mom.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't, because
totally.
I never would have, I would have been like, huh.
And sometimes parents ask me, well, in that situation, a parent might say, well, should my child be grounded or get in trouble for not telling me this? Absolutely not. And to your point, it's developmentally appropriate that there are certain things that they just might not volunteer to tell you.
Placing their own boundaries.
Exactly. Yes. And, you know, the older a child gets, the more we want to allow them to start taking some more, becoming more independent, taking more responsibility. So I think that's just totally normal. And I think that's really one of my central messages is just to parents is to make this as normal as possible to keep that line of communication open. So for example, if a son comes to his father and says, "Dad, I'm dating another guy," the response should be, "What's his name? How'd you meet him?" Not, "Well, are you gay?" Or is this, how do you know you're attracted to guys? Again, questions like that send this message of stigma and you're doing something different rather than I'm going to treat you the same whether you're dating a boy or a girl.
All right. So we just need to remove that portion of it and ask mm-hmm. the same questions we would kind of journalistically.
Absolutely.
All right. So part of in your bio, your research interests focus on the intersection of religion, spirituality, sexual orientation. It goes on and on because that's who you are.
Sure.
But let's talk about religion
because
this is a huge portion of people who, because of how they were raised, because mm-hmm. of their beliefs, don't feel like they can be supportive or express support and say this is okay. Yeah. They've been raised to think that it's not.
Yep.
How do we navigate those waters?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is something just as a real quick, you know, I was baptized as Roman Catholic, grew up primarily as an evangelical Christian. So religion's been a major part of my life and my value system, and is something that is really important to me. So I think everything I said for parents who are accepting of their kids being a gender or sexual minority also applies to parents who struggle with that news due to their religious beliefs. But there's also the hurdle of acceptance. So in those situations, I really try to appeal to the overarching tenets of that individual's faith system. So many religions are based on principles of acceptance, unconditional love, grace, compassion, non-judgment toward others. These core tenets can form the basis of a parent's response. In other words, a parent may not agree with a child's choices about who they date, or possibly how they express their gender identity, but they can affirm their love for their child, and that love is unconditional, and nothing will change that. They also can show support in the form of being non-judgmental, also something consistent with their religious beliefs, in that parents try and put themselves in their child's shoes, and know that their child didn't choose to be gay, their child didn't choose to be transgender. And again, just having that empathy, I think, is so consistent with, you know, for example, with Christianity, Jesus talking a lot about not judging others and just loving them. But not all parents' reservations are based in religion. Sometimes it just kind of comes as a shock because they already had sort of a vision in mind about the future of their child, their children's life. So, for example, a parent may have always envisioned their daughter marrying a man and wasn't prepared for their daughter to be dating or marrying a female-identified partner. And there's that sense of loss that still has to be worked through, no matter the parent's religious beliefs or their own background. And others might be supportive. Other parents may also be supportive, but also have fears of bullying. But that may lead them to ask their kids to conform to more typical heteronormative or traditional gendered behaviors and appearances, which a child can easily misinterpret as their parent disapproving or not supporting them. But really, it's that parents' love and just fear for their child that is driving that reaction. And I think a really important conversation for a parent to have is, you know, I do support you, I do accept you, but I worry for you, and this is why I'm responding that way. And a kid really needs to hear that, to make that distinction between, you know, my mom worries about me versus my mom doesn't support me. A big difference there, and not always clear if that conversation has not been had.
What if the parents know and the child hasn't? The child isn't necessarily even aware.
Yeah. So, you know, I usually try and encourage parents to not ask the child directly. So, for example, sitting them down and saying, you know, are you gay? Are you straight? You know, that puts a lot of pressure on a child, to have to share something they may not be ready to share yet. B, it also creates pressure for a child to choose an identity that they may not be ready to label themselves as. A parent saying, are you gay? A lot of adolescents can have attractions toward members of the same gender, that doesn't make them gay. It may not even make them bisexual. You know, it may just be something normal, but they may consider themselves heterosexual. So, you know, I think that puts a lot of pressure on a child to have to answer the question and have to choose a label or an identity. Right then, exactly. Yep.
Okay.
And that's that's just, they're still figuring that out. They may not have that figured out till late teens, 20s, and it's okay to let them have that process. I do think, though, parents can send subtle messages, though, that if the child wants to have that conversation, they will be supportive. So, for example, on the news comes on and a same gender couple or something about the Supreme Court ruling and the parent saying, isn't that great? I'm really glad that that couple is happy and has the ability. Now they can show their love for one another. Again, that doesn't put any pressure on that child, but sends a really clear message.
That it's a safe space.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
There's so much more that we could talk about.
Sure.
But we have to get to our third segment. Josh, thank you so very much for this. I do invite all the listeners to hit subscribe so that you don't miss a moment of our podcast. This is On Social Health and Change, presented by Adler University. I am Hannah Stanley, and in our next segment, we are going to talk about non-monogamy. It's going to be fascinating. Stay tuned.